This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Political parties have intensified their poll campaigns for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said that it is the NDA government that lifted 25 crore people out of poverty in the last 10 years. Addressing a public meeting at Madha in Maharashtra, he said that in 2014 there were about 100 irrigation projects that were stuck for decades and the NDA government has already executed 63 of them. Mr. Modi also held a public meeting at Dharashiv in Osmanabad Lok Sabha constituency. Addressing a public meeting in Bardhaman Purva, Lok Sabha constituency of West Bengal, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah said that strict action will be taken against those involved in Sandesh Khali incident. On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a public meeting in Champanagar under Janjgir Champa Lok Sabha constituency in Chhattisgarh. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has assured of financial assistance schemes for women and youth if his party is voted to power. Addressing a rally at Bhind in Madhya Pradesh today, he alleged that BJP is working against the interests of the poor. Uttarakhand Board has declared the results of the high school and intermediate examinations. This year, the high school result was 89.14%, while the intermediate result was 82.63%. Priyanshi Rawat, a student of Pithoragarh district, has topped the high school by scoring 100% marks. In the intermediate examination, Piyush Kholi of Almora district and Kanchan Joshi of Nainital district jointly stood first with 488 marks out of 500. Jharkhand Academic Council also announced the intermediate board results for all the three streams of science, arts and commerce. The passing percentage of science stream students remained 72.7%, while 90.6% passed in commerce stream and 93.16% students succeeded in the arts stream. The Supreme Court has recalled its earlier order that allowed a 14-year-old rape survivor to terminate her almost 30-week pregnancy. It comes after her parents expressed concern over her health if she were to undergo the process at such an advanced stage of pregnancy. A bench of Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachoor and J.B. Parliwala decided to alter its decision, noting that the interest of the child is paramount after interacting with her. The court had earlier allowed the request of the girl's mother for medical termination of pregnancy. In Karnataka, the sitting JDS MP from Hasan, Prajwal Revanna, was today suspended from the party over explicit videos allegedly showing him sexually assaulting multiple women that went viral. Prajwal is also contesting from Hasan in this election. He is the grandson of JDS Supremo and former Prime Minister Devegowda and son of Hole Narsipur MLA HD Revanna. Based on a complaint by a victim, a police complaint has been lodged against Prajwal Revanna and the state government has ordered an SIT probe into the allegations. Before the police complaint was lodged, Prajwal is said to have left for Germany on Saturday morning. In another development, National Commission for Women, NCW, has demanded swift action from Karnataka DGP in this alleged sexual abuse case. Taking so more to cognizance in this matter, NCW Chairperson Rekha Sharma has written a letter to Karnataka DGP and asked to apprehend the accused. The forest fire situation in Uttarakhand's Kumaon and Garhwal divisions has significantly improved, with effective containment efforts in place. All divisions are now on high alert, with the Forest Department deploying manpower round the clock to monitor and prevent fire incidents. Furthermore, appropriate measures are being taken against individuals responsible for igniting fires within the forest areas. On the other hand, the situation in Nainital district where fires erupted has been effectively quelled. To facilitate prompt reporting and intervention, the Forest Department has also issued toll-free numbers 1800-180-4141 and 0135-2744-558 that can be used to report forest fires anywhere in the state. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Mumbai Indians at the Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow today. Earlier, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Delhi Capitals by 7 wickets at Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.